Welcome back to Wasatch Channel. My name is Anton Vjeltsin. I'm a criminal defense attorney in the Southern District of California here in San Diego. In this case, we're going to determine whether police officers, pursuant to a lawful traffic stop, order a mere passenger out of the vehicle or order him to stay inside the vehicle, and whether he can ask that passenger for identification. In this video, we're discussing a California Court of Appeals case, the People v. Vibanco. And here's some factual background. Mr. Arthur Vibanco was a passenger in a Cadillac that got pulled over by two officers after they observed that the vehicle had a cracked windshield and did not have a front license plate, which were both violations of the California Vehicular Code. Now, Mr. Vibanco was a rear right passenger in the vehicle. There were four people inside. As soon as the Cadillac got pulled over, Mr. Vibanco attempted to walk away from the vehicle, and he was ordered to get back inside the vehicle. Then one of the officers approached the driver, and the second one began to talk to the passengers on the right. The officer on the right of the vehicle noticed that one of the passengers in the back was making movements next to her waistband. For their own safety, the officers ordered all four passengers, the driver, and the three individuals that were passengers, out of the vehicle and to sit on the curb between the Cadillac and the police cruiser. Now, as one of the officers attended to the driver, the second officer asked Mr. Vibanco for identification. Mr. Vibanco produced a forged identification card, a driver's license that was not made for him. It was something that was either stolen, but it was not in his name. And the officer right away noticed that the picture didn't match. And then when the officer asked Mr. Vibanco for his name, the only name that he could produce was Gonzalez, which was one of the four names on the driver's license. And he couldn't name the other three names, and he couldn't remember the birthday that was listed on the driver's license. Mr. Vibanco was charged with six felonies and one misdemeanor. He later filed a motion to suppress the evidence, the driver's license that was taken from him, and other evidence that was found on him, after claiming that this was an illegal seizure under the Fourth Amendment. He says that the officer should have allowed him to walk away from the vehicle when Mr. Vibanco attempted to do so the first time, and later he says that it was illegal for the officer to ask him to get back in the vehicle and sit while they were giving the ticket to the driver. Here's what the Court of Appeals says. The Fourth Amendment protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures, meaning that usually the officers need to have a warrant before they search or seize you. Of course, there are exceptions to the rule. I have a number of videos discussing the exceptions that deal with vehicles. I have a whole series dealing with vehicular searches. But in this case, we're focusing on a seizure. We know that under the Fourth Amendment, the seizure occurs whenever a police officer, by means of physical force or show of authority, restrains the liberty of a person to walk away. Meaning that anytime the officer tells you not to walk away, essentially that's a seizure. Of course, we know that the driver of the vehicle that's lawfully stopped is seized under the Fourth Amendment. We know that the officers need to have reasonable suspicion in order to pull over the vehicle. In this case, we know that there was reasonable suspicion to pull over the vehicle. After all, there were violations of the vehicular code. But what about the passenger? Whether a passenger in the vehicle is also seized at the time of the traffic stop within the meaning of the Fourth Amendment is currently pending before the United States Supreme Court. Remember, this case is from 2007. So People versus Brendlin was still decided in the Supreme Court. It has now been decided. And I will tell you a little secret. I do have a video on Brendlin on this channel, and I encourage you to watch it. And Brendlin essentially said that yes, the passenger of the vehicle is also seized, and he can file suppression motions based on the Fourth Amendment. But the question here is not whether Mr. Vivanco was actually seized. The Attorney General in this case concedes that this was a seizure. The question is whether this was a lawful detention of Mr. Vivanco. And here's what the Court of Appeals says. The two officers in this case were dealing not only with the driver of the stopped vehicle, the Cadillac, but with also three passengers. One of the passengers was making movements in the back seat at the same time as the defendant and the other passenger in the back seat were attempting to leave the vehicle. The officer's attention could be distracted by different movements of various occupants in the vehicle. Whether the passenger is ordered to stay in the vehicle or get out of the vehicle, this distinction is without a difference. Allowing a passenger or passengers to wander freely about while a lone officer conducts a traffic stop presents a dangerous situation, splitting the officer's attention between two or more individuals and enabling the driver and or passengers to take advantage of the distracted officer. So for the officer's safety, they are allowed, in fact, to detain all individuals during the traffic stop, including the driver and the passengers. Moving on to the second question. Now that Mr. Vivanco was detained, could the officer ask for identification? Well, we know under the Supreme Court cases that are Rodriguez and others, that investigative activities beyond the original purpose of a traffic stop, including warrant checks, are permissible as long as they do not prolong the stop beyond the time it would be otherwise necessary. So, we know under Rodriguez, we know under Gallardo, that officers are allowed to make investigatory questions as long as they don't prolong the traffic stop. And in this case, the traffic stop was not prolonged. We have two officers. One of them is attending to the driver and presumably writing a ticket, while the second one was investigating Mr. Vivanco. There's no prolonged stop here. And for that reason, the Court of Appeals again says that there was no issue with the detention, and there was no issue with asking Mr. Vivanco for his identification. If you enjoyed this video, if you learned a little bit more about investigatory stops and prolonged stops, and whether the passenger is detained under the Fourth Amendment when he's stopped in a vehicle with the driver, then click like, subscribe, hit that bell notification button so next time I post, you'll be first to know. Thanks for watching.